Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, we got kind of deep in the song today, Todd.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Went a little deep. Hey, we took a minute to hit that record button, but we are here. It's today's episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional scrum trainers Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the classes we teach, the book we wrote, Fixing Your Scrum. It's awesome. You'll love it. Go buy it on Amazon. Hell, buy 2 copies. I think you'll love it. just kidding. If you're getting value out of these videos, hit that thank you. Leave us your questions and comments. Your questions and comments turn into videos. Stick around till the end screen. We show our free Scrum framework and EBM course. You'll want to click those and level up your knowledge. Lots of great stuff on the channel. Hope you're loving it. Let us know in the comments. Todd, it's another day of Top 10 Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
This one, how to facilitate the daily scrum without the 3 questions. Who knew it was possible, right?
Yep. This was recorded on February 26th of 2021. 7.5 or 6.5 K views. That's 6,500 views, 199 likes, 31 comments.
Yeah.
Scrum Guide 2020. The 3-question format of the daily scrum was removed from the Scrum Guide.
Yeah. And I think something we talked about even back then was that it was always guidance. They were never, ever, ever, ever required. Even though I think some, you know, old school trainers taught it that way, and some people who haven't updated their slide decks and their courses over the last 10 years still teach it that way, but it was never a requirement. Actually, Ken and Jeff did a video after the Scrum Guide 2017 release, and then they did another one after the 2020 release. And I think in both of them, they touched on the fact that these were always meant to be guidance. If you're using them, you don't have to. If you're using them and they're working, awesome. Keep it going. But you don't have to do this. And for us, I mean, Todd, I see a very sharp turn in our thinking, at least in my thinking. I won't speak directly for you, but I think I know where you are too, in that we're going to replace the 3 questions with EBM. Mm. Or we're going to replace the 3 questions with walking the work. We want to look at real data, real delivery, real facts, and just make the best possible collaboration plan for that day that helps us optimize our chances of achieving the sprint goal.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about how training from the back of the room has like, what is it, like the 6 trumps of things that you should do. And one of them is different trumps the same.
Yep.
And so many times you go into a daily scrum with the 3 questions and everybody is super mechanical. It's like robots. Everybody can't wait to leave. It's a status update. One person's listening, maybe even taking notes. And that is not at all the intended way that a daily scrum is supposed to be run. So I think there's all kinds of things that you could bring into this. You could bring in work item age. You could walk your board. You could exclusively say, what do we need to do today to get a step closer towards achieving the sprint goal? I feel like there's all these different ways that you could switch it up as developers, because this meeting is for you. This event is for you, that it wouldn't get stagnant. It doesn't get stale. So I think different trumps the same. And rather than have a one size fits all format that you use all the time, it might be good to just vary it. And pay attention to things that you need to pay attention to, so that you walk out of this with a plan for the next 24 hours that will take you a step closer to accomplishing the sprint goal.
Yeah, Todd, I love the use of TBR here, especially different trumps the same. So use different questions. Are we stuck? If so, how do we get unstuck? Is there a new risk that emerged? How do we get rid of that risk? And then finally, what's the most valuable thing we could possibly deliver today? Mm-hmm. I mean, use different questions if you like the format. But, you know, as Todd said, you have options. It's item age and all sorts of great lean metrics available. But it is buy-in for the developers. I think that is the guiding principle. And mm-hmm. So whatever helps the developers get a great understanding of what needs to happen next to make awesome progress towards a sprint goal, then that's what needs to happen. And you can kick these three questions to the curb.
Yeah, you know, I think there still are a couple of universal truths that the daily scrum is not for solutioning, right? So we don't want to do that. The daily scrum isn't to report status. It's for planning, right? So I think we still have some of these universal truths that come with the daily scrum.
Let's be super direct. The daily scrum is not for the product owner.
It is
not. The daily scrum is not for the scrum master. The daily scrum is not for leadership or management. Mm-hmm.
Daily Scrum is for the developers.
Developers. It's their event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that covers it. I think over time we've gotten kind of more refined and more direct in this answer. I like this top 10 rewind has been interesting for Todd and I as our thinking has kind of evolved. It's still same principles, but I think we've become more clear and perhaps more like get off my lawn-ish kind of curmudgeons about these answers. Let us know in the comments, is this helpful to go back and look at some of these older questions and see, you know, where things have shifted and where Todd and I have learned, right? That's been kind of interesting for us. Is it interesting for you? All right, Mr. Miller, end screen time. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss an episode. Leave your questions and comments. Those will turn into videos at some point in the future. Check out socials. The socials are fun. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are especially active. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our EBM course and our framework course. Those classes can get you certified, right? Watch the videos, take the test, and go conquer the world. Some merch is going to pop up. You asked for it. We delivered. There's hoodies. There's cups. There's shirts. There's pants. I think there's even socks, Todd. Can you believe it? Socks. How wild is that?
Socks.
All right.
All white gym socks.
Yeah, we need like knee high, like the old school, like terrible high school gym socks. We'll work on that. But for now, I'm Ryan. That was Todd. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, and we'll be back tomorrow with another Top 10 Rewind. See you then. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!